Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. Pumping iron could become a new health trend for all students at New Hampton Middle and High Schools. Chickasaw's varsity baseball coach Corey McDonald has proposed a new on-campus weight room to the New Hampton School Board that will enhance the well-being and health of all 7th through 12th grade students.
And I cannot stress that point enough, that this proposal, this weight room, is not just for our athletes or those involved in sports, but because we have established a new 7th through 12th curriculum-based strength and conditioning program that will go through our physical education curriculum. Every single student will be using this facility and benefiting from it.
McDonald notes that healthier students also make for happier students, and adding the new weight room could have a transformational impact.
I mean that with my heart of hearts, that this weight room is a cornerstone of a transformational change here at New Hampton, with the mind, the body, and the spirits of our students. And just thinking about that, I know it gets me energized, and I also know energizes many, many others that I have a chance to talk with.
The concept of the weight room itself is still in its formative stages, but the school board gave McDonald the go-ahead to pursue input from an architect on possible designs and costs to bring the facility together. The school district has an agreement that allows students to work out at the Chickasaw Wellness Center just to the south of the school buildings, but McDonald says having a weight room on campus means more students will take advantage more frequently. McDonald, meanwhile, takes over today as the new activities director at New Hampton Middle and High School. That after Scott Frerichs announced in February he would step aside. In April, Frerichs also then announced he would retire as the Chickasaw's varsity football coach after 31 years. Longtime assistant coach Chad Pemble has been tabbed as his successor starting with the 2024 season. A Charles City man convicted last month for OWI, criminal mischief, and harassment has pleaded not guilty to his latest charges for illegal possession of firearms and prescription pills, plus threats to kill another man. Charles City police arrested 31-year-old Deshaun Burns Johnson May 22nd on charges of going armed with intent, being illegally in possession of a weapon by a convicted domestic abuse offender, and a controlled substance violation, all felonies. He was also charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs, being a person ineligible to carry or possess a dangerous weapon, and possessing or carrying a dangerous weapon while under the influence, all serious misdemeanors. According to the criminal complaints, Burns Johnson is accused of going to a residence and displaying a handgun while asking the whereabouts of a specific male and stating, "I'm going to kill him." CCPD says the gun, loaded with multiple magazines, was in a bag along with loose ammunition. Further investigation also allegedly discovered that he was in possession of over 20 grams of marijuana and over two dozen naltrexone pills in a container not properly labeled. He was also determined to be intoxicated. Last week, Burns Johnson pleaded not guilty to all charges, and his trial has been scheduled for July 11th in Floyd County District Court. That's the same date he'll also stand trial for his May 12th arrest for driving while barred and driving while license denied or revoked. He's being held in the Floyd County Jail on $16,000 cash-only bond, but is scheduled for a bond review hearing this Friday. Court records show that on June 20th, Burns Johnson was sentenced to 30 days in jail for OWI, first-degree harassment, and fourth-degree criminal mischief, stemming from arrests in August of 2023 and January of this year. A Waterloo woman has pleaded not guilty to assaulting a Northeast Iowa deputy who was herself responding to an assault. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Jenna Bennington was among the deputies who went to investigate an assault at Inspiring Lives in Fayette on May 25th. When they arrived at the scene, 30-year-old Monica Davis of Waterloo took off running. When she was apprehended, a physical altercation took place, and Bennington was assaulted during the incident. According to the criminal complaints, Davis refused to comply with verbal commands before punching Bennington in the face with a closed fist. Davis also allegedly pulled on Bennington's hair bun and pulled the hair tie off, along with some hair, and wouldn't let go. Bennington said she also received scrapes that caused bleeding on her left forearm and right ear. Davis had to be tasered before she was subdued and charged with interference with official acts with intent to inflict serious injury and assault on a peace officer with intent to inflict serious injury, both felonies. Davis has pleaded not guilty and waived her right to a speedy trial, now scheduled for September 25th in Fayette County District Court. Today's the final day to register for the 2024 Charlie Western Firecracker 5K Run Walk, with the event July 4th morning, presented by Main Street Charles City. Now in its 22nd year, the 5K race will begin at 7:30 Thursday morning, starting and finishing by the high school football field, with the kids' fun run around the high school at 8:30 a.m. The kids' run is free, with registration for the 5K, $35 for ages 19 and up, $30 for ages 18 and under. Proceeds go towards repairs and improvements of the Charlie Western Recreational Trail. Contact the Chamber for more information and to get registered. This evening on 95.1 The Bull, it's a New Hampton baseball doubleheader. The Chickasaws hosting Waverly Shell Rock. Coverage starts about 4:45 with the Holschlag Bin Sales pregame report. First pitch for Game 1 at 5 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.